Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we've been talking about waiting on God and all the different aspects of that. Hopefully you've been practicing and have some good questions and some good feedback and some good experience. Remember, each one of us is in a different place, a different situation, a different relationship with God, and yet we're all in this together. So it's not a contest, it's not a competition or a matter of being more mature or at a different level. You are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. God is arranging every circumstance in your life to bring about that relationship with you that He wants. And that's not just between you and Him, but it's between your spirit, soul, and body. Always keep in mind that God is not judging your relationship with Him. In other words, He's not evaluating and going, oh, I wish I had a closer relationship with that person. Because if you have been born again, your spirit has been reborn and is now completely and wholly and totally one with His. So our relationship with Him is not the problem. It's not where the change is taking place. The change that we're working on is between our spirit and our soul. Your soul, which is your mind, your will, and emotions for our purposes, has been doing things its own way. And now God says, no more of that. And your spirit is drawing it to come back into alignment so that the life that is flowing from God through your spirit can also flow through your soul and even your body. So God's purpose on this earth is for you to become whole, spirit, soul, and body. What He's doing in different nations, in other people's lives, in other times and seasons, He's got that all under control. If we face our particular circumstance and situation, is, Lord, what are you changing in me? What are we working on to bring my soul into alignment with my spirit? Now, He gave you the soul He wanted you to have. And I don't know how long you're going to have this soul. I don't know if you had it before you came onto this earth and you'll take it with you. We just don't know. But we do know that what He gave you for this earth zone is everything you need to accomplish His purpose. That if we feel anxious or lacking or fearful or desperate about pleasing Him, our standards have to change. God says, it's done. It's finished. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Not become spirit, but is spirit. And spirit is already holy and complete and entire. There's no growing in spirit, because spirit is already eternal and holy and entire. Spirit is the character of God. And anything that's true about Him is true about our spirit, not about our soul. And that's where our challenge is. And why He's doing that, you know, we have some guesses that His very nature is to give. So He has created beings to whom He couldn't give. He can give. And He's created worlds and universes and who knows what, dimensions, that can receive what He wants to give. Now, odds are there's multiple reasons, but I'm quite happy with that one, because that puts me in a perfect relationship to Him. That's something I can learn how to do, is receive from Him. If I understand that His desire is give, I can learn how to receive. And then recognizing that, again, because I'm also spirit, it's also my nature to give. And that's something I can learn how to do. As my soul becomes more into alignment with my spirit, I become better and better at receiving and better at giving. And if we really look at all the different elements of our lives, they all center around those two aspects of being. For instance, part of our challenge is to know when to give, how to give, to whom to give, and what to give, how to receive, how to hear His voice, how to hear a word from Him, how to receive life from Him, how to walk in the authority that He's given us, how to walk as a spirit being in that eternal life that He has already given us. So what we find by experience, that when God talks about relationship, He's going to say it's about receiving and giving. And there's that simplicity. The complexity is all around that simplicity. And then, of course, we have to throw in that holiness that is His nature, that He knows what He's doing, and that He's not into trial and error. Well, let's see how this works. There's a purity and a clarity of what He does. He is truth and life, and He is the one who gets to dictate and decide, this is how we're going to do things. But what He has given, He has given unconditionally. That's His nature. And we, in turn, are learning how to receive unconditionally. And just saying, thanks. How often do we struggle with when Lord gives us blessings or a gift or joy, anything, a healing, when he reveals himself. We ourselves try to put strings on it. We think, okay, the Lord healed me, so I can go heal others. Well, you are putting a condition on something God has done unconditionally. Now, he may certainly say, okay, now go do this, but that has nothing to do with the action he took, because his actions are unconditional. We ourselves are learning how to receive unconditionally and in turn give unconditionally. So we receive from God unconditionally what he wants to give us unconditionally, and we just say thanks. Then in turn, as we learn to give, we learn to give unconditionally. And that is truly what our ministry is. And when we are thanked, we don't say, oh, well, it's nothing, or, well, to God be the glory. We don't try to divert from receiving gratitude. Instead, we simply say, you're welcome. And keep it simple. You know, though, when we keep it this simple, all these other efforts, all the strings become real obvious. And we start seeing how controlling our soul is. And, of course, what other people's strings are like as well. And that's going to be uncomfortable. And that's just something we each have to learn to accept and say thanks. Because God knows the training you need today for tomorrow, for whatever he's going to be giving you tomorrow. We have no idea what he has in store for us. As he draws us closer to him. But we do know that we have already agreed to it in our spirit, and that it will be good. We'll enjoy it. We will say thanks. So, Lord, right now I just ask that, Lord, you know what each one of us needs. Whether it's action on our behalf, or a healing, or a word, or encouragement, Lord, I just ask that you meet our need right now. And I come against any interference. You have no place here. You have no right to be here in the sound of my voice. And if you do have a legal right to be here, you must sit in a corner and cannot interfere in anything the Lord is doing during this time. And Lord, make that clear for us so that when we do go through that differentiation, that there will be a clarity and lack of fear in dealing with that interference that we have given permission to interfere. But for everything else, you have no right to be here. You must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you. Lord, give us ears to hear and eyes to see and just a sense to be able to know when there's interference. We want to walk quietly with you at all times. So Lord, we thank you for constantly bringing a clarity to our hearing and to our vision and seeing and knowing and understanding, because we know that you have so much more planned for us than what we have planned for ourselves. So we've been talking about hearing his voice, and we're going to talk about just 8 points, or 6 points, sorry, that just want you to consider as we move forward. I'm just going to run through them real quick, and then we're going to go through them in detail. These are not really steps, but they're things to consider, that aspects that you want to remind yourself of as we start to really pursue hearing from God. And remember, your enemies don't want you to hear from God. Your enemies are the world system, your own soul's control, your flesh, and the devil. And that's just the terrain, the environment we're living in right now. So don't take it personal. That's what your enemies do. That's why they're there. It's what they're created to do. So because they're doing it, don't take it personal. Don't go looking for trouble. So here's the 6 items to keep into consideration. And then we'll come back and go through each one of them one at a time. First, recognize that none of us can hear from God without his help. Second, commit to waiting on God, for God, and with God. Third, develop your solical senses. Your solical senses respond to your spiritual senses. So be aware that new things, new ways of comprehending reality, the reality that you're really in is totally different than what you think it is. Number 4 is rest. Rest in him. Rest in your life. Be patient, confident, and dependent on Spirit. You have all the eternal life you need. You've got all of it. Now, 5, ask. Ask God what you have need of. Ask the Lord to reveal himself. Ask the Lord to tune your hearing. Ask what you have need of. 6, be bold. Gain that confidence that will come from trying and making mistakes. There's a process of overcoming that fear, the fear of making mistakes, fear of man, fear of your own beliefs, the doctrines, your friends, those you think are over you. That will all be brought into alignment as your soul is subjected unto your spirit. So let's start with recognizing that we can't hear from God without his help. So where does that put the responsibility? That's his problem. It's his responsibility. It's his job. It's God's job to reveal himself to you, to make you able to hear him, to give you ears that hear. So we've talked about how he has already removed all the relationship obstacles. He forgave your sins. He's starting to free your soul. And he gave you a new spirit. So he's brought you back into the relationship where now you can hear him. But he didn't just make the way. He is enabling you. He is making you able to hear him. It's like he's cleaning out your ears. He's going to teach you this is what his voice sounds like. God provides the teaching, the opportunity, the need, and the encouragement and correction and confirmation when we need it. He is your guidance counselor for all things, but especially when we desire to hear his voice by waiting on him. He teaches us how to wait on him, how to wait for him, how to wait with him. He teaches us everything we need to know. But that process is not just instruction. He gives us the opportunity to act and to see this is how this works. Remember, he's already given you ears to hear. He's already given you a mind that understands and a heart to respond. Those are all parts of your soul. The problem is that those ears, that mind, that heart has gotten so used to doing things its own way. Your soul not only has to learn how to hear God, but to turn away from doing its own thing. This is where our struggle is. But all we really need to do is not fight the struggle ourselves, but turn. Join him in the process. And it will be tempting to continue to try to do things ourselves. But rather than fight and try to keep from doing it ourselves, simply turn. Father, what is your truth here? Why am I struggling here? Father, what are you really saying to me? And as we turn, the struggle of doing it our way loses its power, loses its hold on us. It's not that we have broken it. It just gets so weak, it no longer has any effect on us. So we just give it time. And always, Lord, go back to him. What's going on here? Lord, is that you? And again, testing. Lord, is that you? And if it's not, okay, Lord, how do I deal with this? And sometimes the timing is not what we expect. Something, he may be doing wonderful things in our lives, but he may not want to talk to us about them. Well, that's fine too. Because this whole pressure of the urgent and thinking, okay, well, if something's going on in our lives, we need to deal with it now. That's not his idea. That's part of, just because he's talking to you about something doesn't mean, okay, you need to tell everybody else about it. Or that, okay, now you have to act on it. Or anything. You ask, Lord, do I need to do something with this? And by constantly taking every step back to him personally, God is a person, you strengthen, it's like you build a deeper rut that goes back to him, and the rut that you used to use that went back to your soul, your own strength, that starts to get filled in. And so over time, this is one of the ways you regain time, you gain control over time. Is, in fact, it's the surefire way of dealing with all your enemies is turning to God. And even that whole idea, God has to show you, teach you, all of us, how to turn, how to do that. What does it look like, feel like, sound like? Well, it's going to be a little different for all of us. We all are going to have common experiences, but we all have to do it ourselves, so it's going to feel and sound and be slightly different. But it's worth it, because this is the essence of why we're here. So recognize that you can't hear from God without his help. But guess what? He is just thrilled to help. He is so focused on helping you learn to hear from him that he is spending every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every year of every lifetime arranging every circumstance in your life so that you can know him better. So that you can become one. He has nothing better to do with his time than focus all his attention on you. So you don't need to get his attention. You don't need to somehow earn his input or training, or you're not in line. You're not in line in front or with or behind anybody. You have his full attention at all times. What if we started to really believe that and take him up on the recognition that every second in our life is an opportunity that he has placed there so that we can know him better, that we can be changed, with our soul being brought into more greater alignment with our spirit. So this week, just paying attention. And Lord, we give you the permission to interfere in our lives, to start knocking on our door, to start tapping us on the shoulder. And Lord, making us aware when we try to do things ourselves, and we take that awareness as you being available to speak instead of our own strength. So that this week, start paying attention. Beginning of every day, Lord, don't let me miss you. In fact, if you need to do it more than once a day, when you get out of your car at work, Lord, don't let me miss you. At lunch, Lord, don't let me miss you. Evening, Lord, don't let me let me miss you. Before you go to bed, Lord, don't let me miss you. Just that turns your soul to your spirit. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again the same time next week, picking up number 2. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.